Good call.
Call 301-663-0300. Frederick Air.
Excedrin, Bufferin, and...
Miller!
Name two headache remedies and why you would take them.
It's the Morning News Express, 822 at WFMD. In the studio, as he is every Monday morning, the G-Man, Greg Swat. G-Swat. G-Money. G-Willikers. Can't you throw it from second to first base? Oh, there we go. That's the only little trash talking between you and I yesterday. Just a tad bit. As we were on the same team in the big meet. That's all the sports that really needs to be talked about is the Freddie Keys media softball game that was played yesterday.
Hello, Charlie Hustle.
Yes. That's, well, look, we're not going to brag, but if it wasn't for you and I,
We might have lost.
We would have lost. We would have lost. I scored three runs.
I scored one.
And there you go. So I don't. I think I might have had an RBI too in there, but I'm not positive.
I think you did. I think you did drive in a couple runs.
Yeah,
so I had, a couple of hits and scored once. So, you had a couple lunges there at first place.
Yeah.
At first base.
Yeah.
To make a couple of outs.
Yep. Did that.
So
made the final out with a stretch and a rollover after that, and needed help getting up.
Yeah. Did you roll over because you stretched, or were you doing that simply for effect?
No, I'll be honest with you. I was doing it over because I was stretched and kind of caught the ball off, because I'm a left-hander, so the glove's on my right, and I had to go over to my left, and so I just kind of rolled over. So
yeah, I had to make a quick play. I played second base, and I had to make a quick play at first.
Wait, it was a double play, right? Was that a double play? No, deep in the hole.
I'm talking about something else. Oh, okay. where I threw the ball and it went over the guy's head. It went over the first baseman's head. If you were there, I my throw would have been right on the money. But I forgot that you weren't there.
Yeah.
And the throw was a little high and it sailed over the glove of our first baseman
at the time.
Yes.
There was only two first basemen, and what we did was, it was very nice. I mean, there was, I don't remember the guy's name who was the kind of the pseudo captain of the team. I think his name was
Chris.
Chris,
right.
And,
yeah.
I told him, I said, look, I'm a pretty decent first baseman, which I thought I proved that at the game. But, they had to do rotating in and out, and, there was a couple of people.
I thought you were there, and then I threw the ball, right. And then I'm like, oh, Bob's not there.
Yeah,
so the throw was a little high.
That's okay. We won the game. That's all that counts.
We did.
We won the game.
You play to win the game, as Herm Edwards once said.
Right.
So,
and I would like to say this, and I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn. Though we were only one run up, right, going into the bottom inning, and you scored right behind this young lady. I can't remember her name. Almost caught me on the bases. She was running behind me, and I'm like,
"Yeah, we had the oxygen ready for you as you crossed home plate.
We needed it too." But it was a fun event, and it's kind of cool playing out there where the professional ball players play.
These high school wimps play 60 feet between bases.
Yeah.
Man, we were playing 90 feet. We were playing the full length of the field. Just about they moved the pitcher's mound in a little bit,
right?
But we were playing the full regulation field at Nimio Field,
right.
So it was fun.
And if you did feel like the earth moved, that was not really an earthquake. That was just me running the bases.
Exactly,
rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Yeah, we were trying to keep our balance in the dugout. So.
Let's talk some sports. Well, while we're at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Keys kind of started off on a good foot and kind of took it on the chin yesterday to the Carolina Mudcats.
Yeah, 8-0. They've given up a lot of runs so far. They gave up 15 in the season opener on Friday, which not a lot of people were around to see because it was so cold and windy.
Yeah.
And their one of their top pitching prospects, Keegan Aiken, didn't even get out of the first inning of that game. But then they had a good game Saturday behind their number one draft pick from last year, Cody Corey. I'm sorry, I might be getting his first name wrong, but Sedlock, the pitcher.
I think it's Cody.
Cody Sedlock had a really nice start on Saturday, and they won 5-1. But then yesterday, the bats went silent again, and they lost 8-0.
I think that, you know, and I say this all the time when you talk about the keys. I mean, I think it takes a little time for a team like this to gel.
Yeah.
Because they just get kind of tossed together from, I mean, a lot of them know where they're going, but for the most part, they're spread out and they really don't get a whole lot of time to practice and work together.
Baseball is a long season. Even the Keys play 140 games. So if you're going to get up and down with every win and every loss, you're going to wear yourself out.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of talent on the team. As we mentioned last week, 5 of the top 10 prospects in the Orioles organization are on the team. So, I have a feeling by the end of the season they'll have more wins than losses, but we shall see.
Looks like the NFL is kind of a little disappointed with the players going and doing little arm wrestling events.
I
just saw the story, and I'm like, figured you would know about it. So obviously,
I arm wrestle a lot. So if anyone's on top of their arm wrestling, it's normally me. But this story slipped by me.
Well, let me just so. NFL arm.
It's great when we're doing web searches on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. NFL to look into pro football arm wrestling championship. For event in Vegas, it could face possible fines. So we'll have to, you know.
I can imagine the day where I'm writing about arm wrestling.
Yeah. Well, apparently participating players could be in violation of the league's gambling policy. So, you know, it could face some fines on that one.
All right, but they bet on the arm wrestling?
I think they were in it where gambling is part of it. So, I mean, if they're in the arm wrestling and people are able to gamble on it. But the NFL gets, you know, it's gambling all the time on the NFL.
So if there's fixing going on in the arm wrestling, you could have your knees clubbed or something like that?
I guess so. We'll have to take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more sports. The Orioles, the Nats in full swing.
We're going to talk about Sergio at all?
Sergio, the Masters, and the Caps getting ready for their playoff run. First time against the Montreal. Montreal or Toronto? Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
I think so, yeah.
There we go. We'll talk about that coming up on the Morning News Express. Free Talk 930 WFMD. More with Greg Swantek. But first, let's take a look at the traffic with the birthday girl, Miss Katie Ryan. Should we shout that as you get older?
Oh,
Katie Ryan! Katie, it's your turn!
Why, thank you! All right, so, 270.com. I'm Diana Gibson as the Morning News Express continues on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
836 at WFMD. Still in the studios. It's Greg Swantek, part of the shutdown. Shutdown second baseman that he was.
Yeah, yesterday. I had a couple of plays.
Yeah, you did, absolutely.
Aside from my throwing error,
we almost turned a double play.
Yes,
right.
I didn't want to make a bad throw. That's why I didn't throw it to you. I didn't want my second error of the game to happen. So, that's why I held on to that one.
So let's talk Sergio winning the major, winning the Masters.
That was a great tournament. Yeah, it was a great finish, especially the back nine. So. Everyone's going to remember the eagle putt on 15 in the playoff, but I thought he won the tournament with his recovery on the 13th hole.
Yeah,
where he drove it. It was an unplayable. I think he was surprised by that because I don't think he thought he hit the drive that badly. But then he hit a great recovery shot into the green that made a clutch putt, and that's not what Sergio is known for. And he had his putting moments too. He missed a short one on 16, and then he missed the 5-footer to win it on 18. Right. So you thought, here we go again. He's never going to do it. And Justin Rose drove into trouble in the playoff, and that gave Sergio the opening he needed.
And it was funny that they, you know, and Dottie Pepper, who I am not a fan of at all, but, you know, got to put up with her on CBS, is, you know, asked a question of Justin Rose, if you had a shot back, which one would it be? And I would have thought Justin Rose would have said, well,
the drive off of 18
in the playoff. You know, that would have been the first one I would have thought.
Even his second shot, which he basically rolled out of there. I mean, he could have done better with that, I thought. So, So yeah, I mean, one of those two shots would have kept them right in it and kept the pressure on Sergio. I mean, Sergio just hit he had another great approach shot on 18, right, and then basically had two putts to win the tournament.
Yes, but he only needed one to do it. So, I mean, and that's kind of a
yeah, it was nice to see a guy that's not known for making big putts. It was nice to see him roll that last one in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right, let's talk. We got to take another break. We'll talk more baseball when we come back at the Morning News Express. But let's get a look at 9:30 WFMD traffic for Mid Maryland commuters. Katie Ryan's got the details.
Good.
8:41 at WFMD, and talking to our buddy Greg Swatek from the Frederick News Post at Greg_Swatek. If you want to get to touch with him, that's your Twitter handle, right?
Correct.
There you go. And G-Money, if you want to email him, just write G-Money. Orioles started off pretty good. Something that, I mean, we knew that they're going to be able to score some runs, but they actually, you know, had to come from behind a couple of wins, but finally last team in the majors to lose a game.
Well, their bullpen had been great. I think they had thrown over 60 innings of scoreless baseball. The bullpen was great until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Darren O'Day got roughed up yesterday, and some of their other relief pitchers, I think Tyler Wilson and Michael Givens got knocked around too. And I mean, Wade Miley, he didn't have much control yesterday because I think he walked seven batters, but I think he only gave up one hit and struck out five. So by his standards, it was a pretty solid start despite the control issues. And they had a 3-0 lead after six innings. Just the bullpen just threw it away for them. So.
And the Nationals lost also to the Phillies by a score of 4-3.
Yeah, and that was better than their Saturday effort, I think, where they gave up 17 runs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, you think?
So the Nationals pitching staff had a rough weekend themselves. And I think they lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, who a division rival who they expect to be much better than. So early in the season, though, it's you're going to have games like this. As we were talking about with the Keys. So,
well, the Capitals ended up their regular season, kind of sat a bunch of their players just to kind of tune up and get ready for the playoffs, and they're going to take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. It's the first playoff meeting between the two teams.
Well, here we go. I mean, I've been saying all season, like, all the Caps regular season accolades don't matter until they do it in the playoffs.
And now
I want
you to be rocking red next Monday when you come in here.
You know I'm a Penguins fan, so I can't do that. So,
how you be a Penguins fan when you're Cleveland?
Well,
I mean, how you like anybody from Pittsburgh when you're a Cleveland fan? I think that's why you have to leave.
So,
how you be a Penguins fan when you're Cleveland?
Well,
I mean, how you like anybody from Pittsburgh when you're a Cleveland fan? I think that's why you have to leave. That's why you had to leave Cleveland, wasn't it?
Because
they don't
allow Pittsburgh people
at Cleveland.
My parents were actually originally from Pittsburgh. Like, and we moved to Cleveland when I was a young child because mm-hmm. my dad's job took us there, and that's where I was an impressionable young lad. And the Browns happened to be really good, and they were going to AFC Championship games.
You mean Bernie Kosar?
Yes, that was me. That was my
work out for
that, that was my youth. it was fun, but it was also heartbreaking too. I mean, it was fun that they had a chance every year, but it was also there were a few games that left me in tears. Mm-hmm. So
I was a Colts fan, child. You know, Burt Jones and Slidell Mitchell.
So,
all those guys.
So my family is originally from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I'm more Pittsburgh than Cleveland, but the Browns and the Indians were my teams when I was a small child, and I am loyal, and I do not give up on teams or people. I won't give up on you, Bob, ever. So I am a loyal guy.
Next Monday we'll be rocking the red then, and you just rock whatever.
I can't wait to beat the Capitals in the playoffs again.
Enough of you then. There you go. All right. Anything else?
Sorry.
Talk about
sorry.
Sports? Wrap up a high school sports is getting ready or not?
No. We're probably 2 or 3 weeks into the spring season.
Okay.
So we have in about another month or so, we'll be full bore into the playoffs. And the Wizards locked into the number 4 seed in the NBA playoffs.
That's the highest seed they've been in a long time.
Yeah, and they could see the Cleveland Cavaliers in the second round. So, and then they play the Cavs well.
Yes,
so,
they do.
It's funny, the one Cleveland team I'm not gung ho about are the Cavaliers. So, and you could, and they won a championship last year, and you could argue they've had as much success as in the LeBron James era. They've been the team for Cleveland. So, but I'm not a big Cavs or a LeBron guy. So.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, Greg Swantag, Frederick News Post, on WFMD.